Greetings, I'm Paige Estrotori on behalf of Financial Services Online with your weekly finance news wrap presented to you this Sunday, June 29th, 2025. We're here to keep an eye on the financial world for you. On our global radar, the United States' role in the Israel-Iran conflict is stirring unease within financial markets. It's becoming evident that increasing U.S. intervention could unsettle investor expectations and trigger significant economic volatility. The De Vere Group, a notable voice within the industry, indicates that oil prices have surged by around 9% since the conflict's inception, and they're primed to rise even further should U.S. involvement escalate. CEO Nigel Green advises investors to be proactive in managing risk as geopolitical tensions rise. With this U.S. intervention, we're seeing a shift of the investment journey towards safe assets. These include high beta stocks, tech, emerging markets, and a span of certain currencies. Yet with further involvement likely, this trend could well intensify, disrupting market stability and affecting consumer and investor confidence alike. Looking closer at the implications of this conflict, a recent U.S. military strike on Iranian nuclear facilities heightens market uncertainty yet again. This strike, as announced by former President Donald Trump, could lead to a significant surge in oil prices. Interpreting these events, Mark Spindle predicts that such a jump could breed uncertainty and inflation worries. Other pundits like Jack Ablin caution against potential impacts on consumer confidence and interest rates. It's pointed out that should scenarios like the closure of the Strait of Hormuz come to pass, we could see oil prices reaching up to $130 per barrel, propelling U.S. inflation close to 6% levels. In this week's narrative, the crucial theme seems to be anticipation and proactive risk management. With ongoing trade tensions thrown into the mix, it is clear that the financial market's response to these developments will play a crucial role in discerning broader economic consequences. So as we traverse these unsettling times, remember, whether you're an individual or a business seeking financial guidance, we at Financial Services Online are here to help you navigate through your financial journey. You're welcome to seek guidance at our website, financialservicesonline.com.au, where we provide personal and business loan finance services. Until our next weekly wrap, please continue to manage your finances responsibly and stay informed. Thank you for your time.